If we could really feel that our only key to success is with Hashem's help, and if something is blocking us, it's His will that's in control, we would naturally turn to Hashem and ask His assistance in every endeavor. When we try to daven, for instance, Shacharis, and we try to have some authentic kavana, it's difficult. This likely is something that all of us make kabbalas about every year, because we put in effort and attempt to come up with different approaches to help us think about what we're saying. And it's frustrating at times when we come back year after year and we don't feel like we've made enough progress in our davening. But if we possess the correct outlook on life, then we would understand that there really is only one way we can successfully have kavana and have our heart in davening. It's only if Hashem will help us do we stand a chance. The Yetzer Hara is constantly changing up his methods. He can always come up with a new distraction. If we manage to overcome one, he bounces right back with the next one. It can be tiredness, anxiety, distractedness, lack of feeling for the words, feeling disconnected in general, or the famous autopilot syndrome, and more. The single way we can combat him is only with Hashem's help. Chazal say, Yitzri shel Adam mischadesh alav b'chol yayim. A person's Yetzer renews itself upon him every day. And if not that Hashem helps us, we can't possibly win. So then, why are we trying to do it alone? What we need to do is to ask Hashem for help. And we need to do that before we start davening, and during davening, whenever it is that we start to slip. So Chazal, really, they instituted the pasuk Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Ufi Yaget Tehila Secha before we begin Shemoneh Esrei. This is a tefillah that we should be able to daven. Hashem, open my lips, and my mouth should say your praises. Saying this pasuk with a little thought both helps us realize, number one, that we need divine assistance to be able to daven, and that's why we're saying this pasuk. And it also brings our mind down to earth, focusing on what we're about to do. We're about to talk to Hashem. Our mouths need to be opened. There are long tefillahs written as introduction to davening, but we don't need all that. We really just need a short Hashem, please help me daven. Help me feel it, help me think it, and help me say it properly. This is not limited to davening alone, but in all forms of Avodas Hashem, we need His help to perform it properly. And we have to ask for it. If a man sits down to learn Torah, essentially, it's beyond our ability to grasp its depth. Sefarim referred to the Torah as Seichel Nivdal, exclusive understanding, meaning it requires one to be connected to Ruchnius to understand. When we work hard to try and understand, we're Zeicha to Siyata Dishmaya, we get help to understand from Hashem. But even so, we need a special merit to reach the true pshat, one which conforms with halacha, you know, that we're not just getting by, we're actually understanding the true meaning of something, and Hashem is the one who grants that wisdom. Ki Hashem yitin chachma mipiv das utvuna, directly from His mouth, we learn knowledge and understanding. So if so, before we begin learning, we should daven for help. And as we are learning, when we're encountering difficulty, whether it's an understanding or simply staying awake, staying interested and focused, we should daven. This is something that's well known to have been the practice of the Chazon Ish. Anytime he got stuck, he got up, he went to a corner, and he davened for help. If we do this, then our learning and davening are connected and bound to one another. As we are learning, we're connected to Hashem, and when we get up from learning, that connection accompanies us during our day. If we learn a Gemara and understand it, we should also say a small prayer of thanks. Thank you, Hashem, for helping this Gemara go into my head. Please help me remember it. How much Kedusha and connection to Hashem can we achieve by combining both learning and davening? And the same is true for all mitzvahs that we do. All the mitzvahs we do all during the day, saying Kriya Shema, other mitzvahs, making brachas, parenting, all these things, if we combine it together with tefillah, it's such an opportunity to ignite the relationship that we have with Hashem.